will find you in the end. You'll find out just who was your friend. Don't be sad, I know you will. But don't give up until true love will find you in the end. This is a promise with a catch. Only if you're looking can it find you. This true love is searching too. Recognize you unless you step out into the light, the light. Don't be sad, I know you will. But don't give up until true love will find you in the end.
Sweet lady, I love your body. You make my blood boil down inside.
But I've got to tell you, I don't think my chunky pants will come right off.
Oh, that's all right, baby. I love you just the way you are.
That means a lot to me. Thank you. I love you, sir.
Come on over here. I want to give you a French kiss.
Get a poke on, a poke on. Get your pokey right on my ride.
I want a poke on, a good poke on. I want a good poking on your ride.
Look at them, they're so in love. I bet the French kiss on that long now wish. We do wish. Holy smell that.
Yeah! You listen to We All Fall Down on CITR 101.9. My name is Tim and...
My name is Marielle. Hi, Tim.
Hello, Marielle. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay. we just got the sad news today. Mm-hmm. Today was announced... Luke told me today when I came here that Malcolm McLaren just passed away today.
And we don't know how?
He was battling cancer for quite a time.
Okay.
I know everyone knows who Malcolm McLaren is, but just maybe someone doesn't.
Maybe, yeah.
That's a legend.
Enlighten us.
Luke Mead gave me a perfect example. He said the guy who created punk rock, and then he corrected himself. He said the guy who presented punk rock, guys.
That's a good idea.
Because he wasn't a musician. He was a manager.
Yeah.
Mostly known for being a manager for Sex Pistols. To me, Sex Pistols is still a legendary band, but I still don't have an opinion. They're a good band, one album.
It's hard to say that they're... Like, especially if you're really into punk rock, it's hard to be like, no, I think they suck, right? Like,
yeah,
because
exactly.
Because they're so...
But at the same...
I think the Sex Pistols were famous not so much for their music, but more for their, like,
image.
For their image and for their ideas and, I guess, their attitude.
Yeah, I totally agree. For me, always music number one, and then all the other stuff is the second. So for me, for example, Ramones are more important because they have lots of albums. They played for 24
years. But the Sex Pistols were so important.
At the same time, yeah, I totally
the genre
agree.
Kind of out there.
Maybe if we didn't have Sex Pistols, maybe we won't have punk rock today. Who knows?
Maybe, yeah.
Because they did a great job. Promoting, is that the correct word to use? Probably not.
Maybe. I don't know.
Being themselves.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so we definitely, the next track we'll play, it will be Sex Pistols, just to...
Yeah, yeah.
To just...
In honor of Malcolm McLaren.
To give an honor to the legendary band, the legendary person. Today also, I have a little plan to make some kind of tribute to the show what's happening tomorrow at the Media Club. April 9th is tomorrow, and there is an amazing show going on. Usually when I go to the shows, I'm interested in all the bands, but it happens very rarely when I'm super stoked and excited about all the
every band.
That's happening tomorrow. We have the Flatliners, Cobra Skulls, Broadway Calls, and Party at the Moon Tower. The local band is opening for them. So I want to play every band. Maybe to some people who don't know them, maybe say, oh, that's kind of cool.
Maybe they'll go check out the show.
Maybe they go check out the show. Maybe some people who are already going, they get in the proper mood and like, oh, okay.
Pre-party. Tim wants to have a pre-party.
A pre-party for the show.
Tomorrow. Tim tried to get one of the...
one
of the Flatliners onto the show.
I tried to get Chris from Flatliners to come to our show, but right now they are crossing the border, so he said it's really...
Yeah, there's no time.
There's no time, and like it's understandable.
Yeah.
The show is tomorrow and the band is on tour, so they're busy, but we tried. At least we tried.
Yep.
Maybe next time we'll
Don't worry, Tim. There'll be many other bands that will love to come onto the show.
Yeah, and they opened our show, the song from the band Sacrifice, a legendary Canadian band from Toronto. That was a song from their new album, The Ones I Condemned. They released four albums in late 80s, early 90s, and then they disbanded. Very, like, probably classic thrash metal albums. After that, they had a big period they didn't play, and then in 2007, they played their reunion show in Toronto. It was a great success. The show was sold out. The people all over the country and even states and Europe came to enjoy the show, and then they decided to get back, and they recorded this album, which came out in 2009. Okay, and now we're...
You want to play the Sex Pistols now?
Yes. Just to give an honor to a legendary person and a legendary band. Sex Pistols on CITR 101.9. We'll be right back. We all fall down, CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Yes,
we just listened to the legendary band Sex Pistols and their legendary song called Is in the Sun.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's start doing the part of the plan.
Part of the plan. I like plans.
I like plans. Okay, good.
what's the plan, Tim?
The show tribute tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever you want to do, Tim.
Okay. so I want to start off the local band called Party at the Moon Tower.
Okay.
They just released one EP so far, and the EP called Obenion EP. Mm-hmm. They're huge fans of the movie Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
They know this movie?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And even this gentleman's face is on the cover of the EP.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
It looks very cool. And they released an EP, and it's released on Juicebox. That's a record label in Toronto, in Ontario. And then we played the band The Decay from this label. And you can go to their website and download all their releases for free. And I think this is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Okay, let's start with the Party at the Moon Tower. They're playing tomorrow with the Flatliners, Cobra Skulls, and Broadway Calls in media at the Media Club. Okay, let's listen to it. Okay, we just listened to the Party at the Moon Tower.
We sure did.
Local band, they're playing tomorrow. So we decided to kind of do quickly.
We're gonna play one song from each of the bands that are playing tomorrow night.
Yes,
at the Media Club. So and we're then gonna play, we'll play one song by Broadway Calls, one by the Cobra Skulls.
Can we do two by Cobra Skulls? Because they're very very quick. They're very short. They're
yeah, sure.
Long.
Yeah, it's your show, Tim. Whatever you want. And then two by the Cobra Skulls, and then one by the Flatliners, and then we'll see what time we're at.
And yeah,
play some other music, and then maybe if we have some time before the show's over, we'll play a bit more.
We have the couple really cool shows to announce.
Yeah, there were
a lot
of really really good shows announced this past week or so.
So we have a list.
Yeah.
And we will talk about them. Okay, yeah. So the next band is the Broadway Calls.
Yep.
Broadway Calls, a punk rock band from the Rainier, Oregon. That's in America.
Yep. That was pretty good English there, too.
Good English. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I hope it's understandable for listeners.
I know. I hope it's entertaining because I find it extremely entertaining.
Thank you. So they're pretty well known in Canada. The first album was released on the Canadian record label Small Man Records. Mm-hmm. And then it was re-released a year later on Adeline Records, which is a label which is co-owned by Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day.
Mm-hmm.
After that, they released two splits of the amazing bands The Riot Before and Teenage Bottle Rocket. And the last year, they released a second album on Side One Dime Records, and the name of the album is Good Views, Bad News. So we'll play the song of the first album, which is my favorite song of this band. The name of the song is Call It Off.
Awesome. Yes? Yes. Hit it, Tim.
Okay.
Play the song. Play. Make music go.
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 Making a cuppa? Stop! How many cups of tea are you making? What? There's enough for 10 cups in there. Only boil the amount of water that you actually need. Very good, old boy.
That's right. The British are making less tea to conserve energy. Students can conserve energy, too.
A student's life often follows a pattern. Eat, sleep, study. During this routine, don't forget to make time for energy conservation. This will be the easiest thing you do all semester, and a little bit goes a long way. Do your laundry in cold water and hang clothes on standing dry racks or clotheslines instead of using electricity-intensive dryers. If a dryer is the only option, throw in a dry towel with wet clothes to absorb moisture and cut down on drying time.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9.
MusicWay's 2010 Vancouver's premier independent music festival is now accepting submissions.
As other local independent music festivals come and go, MusicWay will once again highlight Vancouver's most interesting and innovative music. A testament to the strength of the music community and the wealth of talent Van City has to offer.
Email submissions to submissions@musicwaste.ca. Provide a MySpace link, contact information, and that's it. Deadline for submissions is April 15th. Join the Music Waste group on Facebook for updates. Music Waste 2010, June 2nd to the 5th.
Music Waste is Vancouver's independent music festival.
We're safe now. Cut.
You listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9.
It's true. It's true. It's true what he says.
That is correct.
Everything. Everything that Tim says is 100% the truth.
Oh, thank you. It's not that correct, but I'll try my best. We just listened to the Broadway calls. Mm-hmm.
And Tim just told me that Broadway calls used to be on Small Man, which is where I recognize them from, and that Small Man Records has actually closed down. They don't.
That is correct.
They don't
yeah.
do anything anymore, which happened a couple weeks ago.
That's how I heard it, because the propaganda, they had to look for a new label again because they weren't fed, and then they quit, I guess. I don't know what's the correct word to use.
They went looking for a new label.
Yeah, the new The last album was on the help of Small Man and their G7 committee.
That's G7 committee?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
So there was the label. And then Small Man
just
finished
doing their thing. Small Man Records also, they put out Comeback Kids albums. They put out albums for a band called Sylvie and also a band called R. Mercury. And so, I don't know, I guess business kind of slowed down for them and they just kind of had to call it quits, which is too bad because they were a really good smaller indie label in Canada, at least. So, who knows?
Yeah, I'm just right now on their website. They looks everything good. No information. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I was correct. Hopefully they're doing really.
Maybe Tim is completely lying. Maybe everything Tim says is a lie. Who knows? But anyways, we wanted to play the Cobra Skulls next, right?
Yes, Cobra Skulls, the band from Reno, Nevada. That's in America again.
Yep.
They started playing music in 2005, and they self-released an EP called Eat Your Babies.
That is correct. They sure did.
After that, there was an EP called Draw Muhammad, another pretty good name. Mm-hmm. And the EP caught the attention of the Red Scare Industries, who signed the band and released their first album called Sitting Army. The cool part about the first self-released Eat Your Babies and the first full album, that every song in the title contains the word cobra. So I think it's really cool. The second album was released again on Red Scare, and it didn't have the word cobra in titles, but there was a song titled I Used to Like Them, then they put cobra in the titles.
Nice.
So I think that's a pretty good humor and a pretty good thing. Recently it was announced that they got signed to Fat Records, and they're the second band in a recent time who moved their way from Red Scare to Fat. It was mm-hmm. Teenage Bottle Rocket, and now it's Cobra Skulls. So
here we go, let's play the Cobra Skulls.
Yeah, we play the song from the first album, Sitting Army. Singer of the band and the bass player, Devin Peralta, he's half Argentinian, and some of the songs are in Spanish. And we'll play the song which is completely Spanish,
all
Hasta
right.
Los Cobra Skulls Siempre, and the song of the new album.
Sweet.
Let's do it.
Do it, Tim.
Che Guevara, boludo de la camiseta, que no regresas a la revolución, Che. Y ya no tengo fe, no tengo plata ni mesa donde puedo comer, trabajo
mundo, una fábrica, no tengo más de 8 o 9 años. Soy la estadística, che, una niña india, ¿dónde está la justicia que vos me prometiste, Che Guevara? No como yo, y como yo no tienes hambre, cosa para un americano, che. Y hace una noche pensó que me pudo ayudar a encontrar, la camiseta de la revolución, la revolución. Y ya no existe. Con el destino que tengo no quiero vivir. Con lo que tenés, que no duermas en paz. Porque te veo así con esa cara de mancha. Vos no eres vos y ya te conformas de Che Guevara. Tengo fe, che, ya no tengo fe, la causa está borrada y no la olvidaré, che, ya no tengo fe, la causa está borrada y no la olvidaré, Che Guevara.
That was Cobra's Calls.
Yeah.
Okay, we just went on the internet and we tried to figure out what's happening. Maybe, hopefully, I'm completely wrong today about the Smallman Records, because on the punknews.org...
We read the statement that Propagandhi put out about them parting ways with Smallman Records, and it's really kind of vague as far as what's going on with the record.
Yeah, because it says Smallman Records is calling it a day and moving to real lives that don't involve unstoppable bangers at the top of their game. So
it's kind of, it was kind of like a really, it doesn't specifically say that the record, the label went under, but it did confirm that Propagandhi are looking for a new record label, and I think they did even say that they're looking for a group of people who know how to put out a record properly. So who knows? Who knows? The internet. It's full of rumors and gossip.
Okay, hopefully I was completely wrong, and sorry to Smallman Records if I said something incorrectly, but that's the news, which is on the punknews.org.
We will give them a call.
Okay, we'll ask them.
I can give them a call, Tim.
Okay, yeah, you have all the connections.
Something like that.
Okay. So we just listened to the Cobra Skulls. They're playing tomorrow, as I said, the Flatliners, Broadway Calls, and Party of the Moon Tower at the Media Club. The next is the headlining band tomorrow, the Flatliners.
Yep.
The punk band from Canada, Richmond Hill and Brampton, that's in Ontario. On their MySpace, they have some kind of bio, and I think it's really funny. It says, the Flatliners were making music together before they were old enough to drive a car. Before they were old enough to legally drink and buy alcohol, they had already released 2 albums. That's pretty impressive. So the young gentlemen, decided to play music, and it worked out perfectly, because they are amazing musicians, I guess, or very talented.
Yes. All right, let's listen to some Flatliners then.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it, Tim.
We are the four horsemen of the rock apocalypse, leaders and saviors of the wild ride to oblivion and ecstasy. 1, 2, 3.
Collect your head, collect yourself, collect.
You listen to 101.9 CITR. We All Fall Down is on the air.
Yes. Yes, it is, Tim.
So
what did we just hear? We heard the Hex Dolls off of their latest album. What was their latest album called? I don't remember.
Get Smashed.
That's true.
And the song was about the New York Rangers and about their goalkeeper, Mike Richter.
Uh-huh.
And never trust to a girl in a jersey. And the name of the song was I Don't Want to Be a New York Ranger. Before that, we listened to The Vicious Cycle from their album Pale Blue Dot. And the name of the song was In Tranquility.
Yep.
And before that was the Flatliners from their brand new album Cavalcade, which comes out next Tuesday on Fat. And that was the first song of the album, The Calming Collection.
Sweet.
Okay, I think we can announce some shows, which are coming out very, very soon.
All right, yeah, let's do it. Like we said, tomorrow the Flatliners are playing the Media Club. They're playing with the Cobra Skulls, Broadway Calls, and what was that other band? I don't remember what they're called.
Party at the Moon Tower?
Party at the Moon Tower. Sure, yeah, that sounds great. That is tomorrow, April 9th, at the Media Club. Tomorrow night, the Dillinger Escape Plan are also playing a show. That is going to be a great show.
Crazy.
Should have brought Dillinger Escape Plan.
Yes.
Oh, well. I'm not on the ball. They're playing tomorrow night at the Rickshaw Theater. That show's going to be great. Then a couple days later, Mon and Marth are coming to Vancouver. They're playing April 12th at the Rickshaw, that show. I looked up photos from shows that Amon and Marth has played in the past, and they have a whole bunch of pyrotechnics, and there's like this giant Viking ship head that comes out that the lead singer stands on, and it just looks ridiculous, and it looks really cheesy, but it looks like a fun time. So,
how did you like the figures and the plastic figures?
Our friend Trevor, who was on our show a couple weeks ago and who also used to host a show here on CITR called Vengeance Is Mine, gave me a set of Amon Amarth bobbleheads. And it's not, the weird thing is, it's not just like a collector's thing. It's not like some toy company made bobbleheads. It is their last album, Twilight of the Thunder God,
came out.
And it's the deluxe edition of the album. So like for over $100, you could purchase like the deluxe edition of this album, which came with the album, a DVD, and like some special audio DVD version of the album, and a comic book, and instead of a jewel case CD, it was like a hardcover book with all the lyrics and a lot of art and stuff like that, and a poster, and 5 bobbleheads of every member of Amon Amarth. And the thing is, they all kind of look the same. They all kind of
metalheads.
They all kind of look very similar. And I mean, I guess bobbleheads are kind of a very appropriate thing to have for a metal band, right? Because they're headbanging all the time.
Yeah.
So it looks kind of cool. But
no, it looks really cool because I saw this thing. It looks. Yeah. And if you're a fan, I think that's one of the best things which can band do for the fans.
I guess so. I don't really know. Like, okay, let's say Alkaline Trio put out a special edition of one of their albums that I really liked, and it came with bobbleheads. I don't know if I'd spend over $100 just to like buy bobbleheads of.
You know, I think it depends. It depends on the band. For example, when Death Clock, they have their bobbleheads. It makes sense because they're not real people. They're characters
they're
from
cartoony,
cartoon.
But this is Amon Amarth, and they're 5 real dudes, and they all kind of look.
Oh yeah, maybe I agree. Yeah,
all kind of blonde hair, long blonde hair with like a bit of a goatee.
I agree.
I don't know. It felt strange, but Trevor gave me a set anyways, and it's great.
Thanks Trevor.
It's awesome. I love it. I don't know where to put it. I don't know what to do with it, but it's really funny. I will give you that. So yeah, they're playing on the 12th. That's this coming Monday, I do believe. What else? Overkill's playing April 15th at the Red Room. Los Furiosos are playing April 16th at the Bourbon. Cambridge are playing, is that 16th? I think that's the 16th. That's the same night.
Yep.
April 16th at Pat's Pub. They're a great indie rock / punk rock band. April 18th, Sonata Arctica are playing at Venue Nightclub. April 22nd, Fintroll, a very, very entertaining folk metal band, are playing with Moon Sorrow, and they're playing at the Red Room. That's April 22nd. Rob Zombie and Alice Cooper. Wait, is that the same show, Tim?
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
Rob Zombie is playing with Alice Cooper.
Yes.
Well, that's awesome. That show is happening May 1st at the P&E Forum. Fucked Up are coming back to Vancouver. That show's going to be great. It was probably my favorite show of the year last year.
I never saw them. What's good about their thing? Like, what are they doing so, like, special?
I really can't explain it.
Just good energy?
Good stage presence. You just got to see it. I can't, like, if I explain it, it sounds really lame. If I say, like, this, like, really over-the-top fat dude comes on stage and, like, takes off his shirt and starts, like, just singing, like, a bunch of their songs. Like, it doesn't do justice to what their show's actually like. But you should come with me, Tim. That's happening May 13th at the Biltmore. 3 Inches of Blood are playing a show at the Rickshaw May 22nd. The show is really cheap. It's $15, and it's because it is going to be a filming of their DVD. They're coming out with a DVD, and so they want to film live segments, I guess, and they're going to be filming that at the Rickshaw. And so you, my friend, can be a part of their DVD history.
If you're a good dancer.
I don't think it's a dancing thing, Tim. I'm pretty sure there's no dancing required. That's happening May 22nd. So check that out. Henry Rollins is coming back to Vancouver for an evening of spoken word. That's happening May 25th, and he's performing at the Center for Performing Arts. What else? Public Enemy?
Yeah.
Public Enemy is coming to Vancouver. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, it's not really related to punk and metal music, but
it'll still be a good show.
It's still, I think, the tickets are kind of expensive.
May 27th at the Commodore. Yeah.
But I really wanted to go. Mm-hmm.
Kind of like how you really wanted to go to Snoop Dogg.
Exactly.
Kind of funny. The Buzzcocks are coming to Vancouver. That was another big show that was announced. That's happening May 31st at Venue. Strike Anywhere are playing their own show. They're headlining their own show, which is great. I think the last time I saw them here, they opened for the Bouncing Souls.
Exactly. So I was at the show too.
It's been a while.
Yeah, they're playing the Bane. They remember the band we played? Then they had all these different people take a picture in a different time. So Bane.
Oh, yeah. Bane.
Strike Anywhere.
Oh,
so
that's awesome. Yeah.
It's really.
That's happening June 4th. At the Rickshaw.
I'll be there for sure.
Definitely. And last week we were talking about how the Aggrolites might be coming to Vancouver. That has been confirmed. The Aggrolites are playing July 8th at Venue Nightclub. So there you go. Lots of great shows coming up in the near future. It's going to be a good summer, guys. Right,
Tim? That is correct.
Yeah. Tim's going to agree with me. What did you want to play next, Tim?
So we have 5 minutes left.
We have 5 minutes. That means at 2 o'clock, Robin will be here to do the Inkstead show, the show all about comic books. And then, he's right there. Great. He's going to try and come in while we're talking and interrupt our show time. When you take over, Tim, don't let it happen. He always tries to come in and talk about his guests during your time slot. Don't let it happen. And then at 3 o'clock, Japanese Music Quest, and at 3:30, French Connection with Mary Ev. So stay tuned to CITR because we've got a lot of good programming coming up for you guys today and every day, of course. So why don't we get to some music, Tim?
Okay.
What do you want to play?
We have 5 minutes. Let's just finish up with
You want to play one more Flatliner song?
Flatliner song.
Sure, we're going to end off today. Did you want to sign off today right now too?
I think so, yeah, because Robin's already here.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Don't let him pressure you. Don't let him pressure you into starting his show early because he's going to try. I'm just joking. Robin's a great guy, you know, during his time slot. So let's end off the show with some Flatliners. Check out the show tomorrow. They're playing at the Media Club. It's going to be great.
I'll be there for sure because I already have my ticket and I won't burn it.
Yeah, before. and you won't burn it. I got to work tomorrow night super late, as always, so I won't be able to attend, but...
You're attending another show.
I'm attending other shows in the future. It's okay. So thanks very much for tuning in this week, guys. Have a great week, and Tim and I will be back next Thursday, right?
That is correct. See you next Thursday.
Yeah, and if you wanted to check out playlists online, I do post them on the internet, although I think I forgot to last week, now that I think about it, at weallfalldown.citr.blogspot.com, and podcasts will be put up through our website, which is citr.ca. so check it out. Have a great week. Oh my god, we'll be back next Thursday.
Bye bye.